Super excited that you're part of the Write on Shoalhaven School Holidays writing program. If people aren't familiar with your work, tell us a bit about yourself. You're a freelance writer, novelist, and the lady behind the essay that was Fixing the System about Australia's education system. That was a big one.
Yeah, it sure was. So in another lifetime, I was a classroom teacher. I loved it very much, but like so many teachers these days, I became burnt out. When that happened, I had to lean into my other superpower, which is writing, and I wrote that essay about fixing our education system, and to my shock, delight, and surprise, it went viral, and my life's never been the same since. And yeah, that superpower of writing has kept me afloat since then. I've written lots of stuff about teaching and about education and lots of other topics too. So that's where I'm at right now. I now call myself a recovering teacher and a writer, and I'm really, really excited to be sharing that superpower with people on the South Coast.
What do you think of our current education system, just while we're on that topic?
Yeah, look, it's absolutely a system that needs some fixing. It needs some attention. It's really not meeting the needs of the people that it serves, which are our young people, our children, our students. But it's also really not taking care of those who do that service, which are the teachers. So it's a system that really needs a lot of care and attention. And I'd encourage anyone listening to really think about why do schools exist and what do we expect from our teachers. I think that we need to remember that teachers genuinely care about the students that they teach, and we're all working towards the same goal. I think we might have forgotten that a little bit. So I'd encourage everyone listening just to think about that.
Next week, the kids are going to be able to join you for a free workshop, and I think they're going to get a lot out of this. I mean, we were just kind of touching on it then. Reading, writing, it's a huge part of schooling and just life in general. And they're really big lessons and things that kids need to learn.
And this is the workshop for the kids who are like me growing up. I wasn't the sportiest kid. I wasn't on a team. I wasn't good at art, but I could write. And this is the workshop I wished I'd had during my school holidays when I was growing up. It's going to be for those kids who love words, who love reading, who love writing, who love expressing themselves, and it's actually going to be a lot of fun. I'm definitely a teacher at heart, and I want learning to be engaging and fun, and the time's just going to fly by. So I'm really pumped and really looking forward to it, and I can't wait to meet all these young writers. This is where it starts, guys. If you ever think that you'd like to grow up and become a writer, it starts right here. I'm so excited.
Oh, you sound so passionate. I love that. That'll definitely translate to the kids. And so the workshop is So You Want to Be a Writer plus Short Story Writing. What can the kids expect to learn and to be doing?
Okay, in my first hour with the group, I'm going to be talking about what it is to be a writer, where the dream starts. And for me, it started very young. So I'm going to be talking about that childhood passion and how you have to take care of it and how you grow it. So I'll just be talking a little bit about my life and my experience, my pathway to becoming a writer. And then in the workshop, we're going to be telling short stories about ourselves. So I'm best known for my memoir that's called Teacher, which is essentially short stories about my life as a teacher and as a writer. I'd love to invite all participants to bring in some little things that are important to them. So it might be some photos, some selfies on their phone, some little trinkets, or just something special that really provoke a great story within them, or a really special feeling, or a really fond memory. And from there, we'll be crafting some short stories. Get enough short stories together and you've got a book on your hands.
It does sound like a lot of fun. Where can people follow you and find out all your books and what you're getting up to?
Oh, that's a really great question, because I was recently hacked on Instagram, so I'm trying to grow my followers. So you can now find me at Gabby Stroud Official. You've got to put official at the end now. I became so cool and popular, I got hacked. So at Gabby Stroud Official. You can also go to my website, which is gabbystroud.com. And I'm also on Facebook, pretty easy to find just by searching at Gabby Stroud.
You haven't been hacked by Optus, have you, as well?
No, thank goodness. No, my hacking occurred a few months ago and it was devastating. So to all those who are grappling with that right now, my heart goes out to you. It's a really yucky situation. So I wish you all the best in recovering.
Oh, bless. That's very kind of you, Gabby. And look, just whereabouts is this one happening? When and how can people sign up?
Okay, so it's through South Coast Writers Centre, and I believe if you go to their website, you can find some details, but you can also contact Nowra Library or Ulladulla Library. I'll be at Ulladulla Library on Tuesday the 4th of October, and I'll be at Nowra on Wednesday the 5th of October, and both of these presentations begin at 11 a.m.
Right on, Shoalhaven School Holiday Writing Program. Gabby Stroud, we're keen to see you there, and good luck with teaching your craft to these kids.
Excellent. Thanks so much, guys.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.